And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sport fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Hey, good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to the San Diego Landings in Port Loma. We have a great show for you today with Matt from AFCO is here, and we're going to have some fun talking about all their podcast-winning products and a lot of good fishing, too. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing land and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great day today's going to be. Good timing, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Right after the ICAST sweeping victories.
Oh,
not bad timing to have Matty in here.
Yeah, Matt, our good old friend who we grew up with here on Let's Talk Hookup. You and your dad. Good morning, Matt.
Morning. How you guys doing?
Yeah, you gotta drag Jerry in here one of these times when you come in.
You know, my mom keeps telling me that to get him out of the house. And I'm like, oh, I don't know, you know.
maybe we'll get a call from Jared.
That sounds good to me. Or at least
it could happen.
Something.
Yeah. I think that's inevitable.
Yeah. It could happen. Of course, it's of course, AFCO's a family affair with you, right? Your mom works there.
Mom's been there, gosh, I think 13 years, and I'm going on, this is my eighth year.
This is your eighth year already?
Eighth year, yeah.
Wow. Yep. That's amazing. And
starting with just putting T-shirts in boxes, right? I mean, you started in the warehouse?
Yeah, started in the warehouse. I was 19, handled all the blanks for all the T-shirts and stuff like that, and then just slowly worked my way into different, you know, positions and whatnot, and now I'm in sales, and I love it.
Sort of traveling the country.
Yeah, traveling. I mean, obviously, COVID's put a little bit of a damper on that, but, you know, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Traveling, man. Every time I call Matt, because Matt does a ton for us at the tackle store, too. You know, it's like our savior sometimes when we call with issues, and every time it's like, oh, no, we're, because AFCO has, you know, parts in so many things, whether you're going to a show or going to an event, like, you're all over the place.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, you get to see the country in a way that I never did before, you know, see our customers and experience different fisheries and whatnot. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So tell us about the big sweeping victories at ICAST, which ICAST, for those that don't know, is the trade show of fishing for the manufacturers to display their wares, right?
Yeah, so every year there's the big show, which is usually the kickoff for any brand's new products. You know, this year we took four different pieces. It's from outerwear to our new recycled program shorts and tops. And we won all four clothing categories, which was huge for our team.
That's so cool.
It's a lot of fun, especially for the design teams. It gets their work pay off in a big way. And the way we win those awards is all the media and buyers in the industry actually vote. So they'll go to the new product showcase at ICAST. They could select from any product they want in those categories, and they happen to prefer the AFCO product. So we're really pumped on it. I think in the last, I think Bill said it best, in the last 3 years, there's been 13 awards, and we've won 11.
Wow.
So, no kidding.
Yeah, it's been really fun. Really fun.
That's, so what were the products that...
For outerwear, we won with our new Barricade Elite Jacket, which is a new four-layer saltwater-grade waterproof suit. In the women's category, we have a tech overall, so it has a plier pocket. It's just a super comfortable, what we would consider a bib, but in women, it's just more of like an active fit, comfortable overall style piece. And then we also won for our performance top, our rescue hood, which is made of a fully recycled EcoNail fabric. And then same thing with the bottom. It's a rescue board short that we won with. That's all recycled material.
Wow.
When you say so that's... other garments that are broken back down and fibers made, like what do you recycle?
So there's two different ways they do it. So EcoNail is when they take recycled fishing nets, carpet shavings and stuff that can't be decomposed in a landfill. We ship that to Italy where they actually refine it into a thread, and then we send that to our factory and we produce the goods.
Wow,
no kidding.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
And then we also do recycled poly, which is, you know, from water bottles, anything that's plastic, essentially.
Yeah. Wow, so, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
So I just came back from yesterday from Queen Charlotte Safaris, and
yeah.
I wore my Anhydrous gear every day, and by the way, my Reaper, too, which that Reaper is so awesome.
Yeah.
If you don't have a Reaper,
yeah,
you need to get a Reaper.
Just so
it's
you're
so
aware,
awesome.
Pete is the biggest fan of the Reaper.
Oh, yeah.
Not just on the radio, but you wear that every day.
When I'm in colder weather, and it's an amazing piece of gear, for sure. But and so is the Anhydrous, both the bib and the jacket. How is this new... gear different than the Anhydrous?
Yeah, so the new Barricade Elite, which you guys will be able to purchase, customers will be able to purchase in September, is a four-layer, so it's more breathable, and it's saltwater-grade waterproofing. So for your offshore guy, you just have more of a barrier than you would. Anhydrous was great, but it wasn't saltwater-grade.
Okay.
So it's just more resistance to the elements, essentially.
So it's better than Anhydrous?
Better than Anhydrous.
Well, come on.
Yeah.
How could that be,
right?
And I mean, again, I'm sure there are reasons, but how could you say Anhydrous isn't saltwater grade? And the only reason I say is that's the only place I wear it, and I wear it all the time. And I've yet to do anything negative to my Anhydrous gear.
And kudos to our design team and our production team, really, because those are the ones who source all of these new fabrics and coatings and everything we use. And field testing, this was just better. And whatever mad sorcery behind the scenes that they do, they found the saltwater grade material, and that's what this is going to be.
Cool.
Wow. So how many layers is Anhydrous, and how many layers?
Anhydrous
is
a three layer, so this will be a four layer.
Another layer.
Yeah.
Wow.
So more breathable. You know, it's,
more breathable.
Yeah, and it's got this new straps that are fully adjustable. So before, the Anhydrous straps were fixed. So if, you know, you're moving side to side, the strapping buckles wouldn't move with you. Mm. These pivot on a swivel. So as you move and stuff, you're not restricted.
Nice.
It's about the same weight overall. The material does feel a little bit stiffer, but it is extremely comfortable. I know a lot of us have worn it in Florida and stuff like that, and you're not warm. You're protected from the elements and stuff like that. So
fantastic.
That's cool. Yeah.
And that's due in September.
That's due in September,
It's both jacket and bib?
Jacket and bib.
Okay, so here's the important thing. Does it have all the zippers that the Anhydrous has?
Yeah, so it has all YKK waterproof zippers.
Because that's one of the huge things, especially about the bibs and everything, that those zippers are just awesome.
If you like Anhydrous, just imagine Anhydrous on steroids is really what Barricade Elite is.
Wow. I know it's dumb, but the fact that you can zip the zippers and not take the gear off, you got to use the bathroom, whatever the scenario may be, is huge. You know, you don't have to take off 10 pounds of gear and, you know, remove all kinds of layers if you need to zip it.
And, And the good thing, too, is everyone, you know, for the most part, everyone in AFCO are fishermen, and if they're not, they essentially get thrown into it once they get hired. So, you know, taking their experience from other parts of the industry and bringing them to fishing, it just enhances our ability to produce, you know, top-notch goods for our customers. So we're really pumped. Our design team is great, and, you know, everything's going really well. So we're excited.
Now, what about on the hardware side?
So Robbie's been a busy man.
Yeah.
At ICAST this year, we launched our new wind-on leaders. We launched our whole new bag line. So we have your traditional backpack, a duffel, and then we also have an angler bag that's meant for your, like, kid pond hopping. It holds one Plano box, has a few pages inside of it, and also has a rod holder. And also has a water bladder, too. You know,
well, that's a cool idea.
Yeah, you know, you, like, see all the backpacks everyone makes, and they're great. But if you ever carried one of those things full of tackle around a pond or, you know, whatnot, it's just so heavy.
Yeah.
So they they refined it. And those, I believe, are shipping September as well.
Cool.
And then in addition to that, we launched our EKGMA kit, which is to process fish when they come off, you know, out of the water. Essentially, you run a metal cable down the spinal canal, killing all the nerve endings, so it's not sitting there beating the meat up on the deck, as well as letting the blood escape out of the fish, so it doesn't sit there and produce a really poor quality meat.
Wow. So this is like a wire, if you've been on the Royal Star or something like that, that they run up the spine?
Exactly.
Is that the same type of thing?
Same type of thing.
Yeah.
So
from it, like, you can buy that packaged from them now, like, ready to go.
Wow.
For it.
Yeah. So our whole pitch now in tackle, which this has been Robbie and the marketing team, is, you know, as fishermen, we love to catch, but we really don't know how to process fish. From now on, we want our customers to catch a fish on AFCO fluorocarbon. We want them to gaff it with a gaff. We want them to be able to process it with our EKGMA kit, and then now even produce an absorbent pad to go in the vacuum seal packages.
I thought that was the coolest thing I saw. I thought that was
such
a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, every piece of beef and chicken you buy, process has got that on it. And it's, you know, we have Sean in here always talking about, you know, the best way to defrost your fish is wrap it in paper towels so it sucks the moisture out. But you guys are producing something that does that for it. So when you put your fish in the bag, it goes on that pad, then you zip it up.
Yeah, and there's nothing worse than going on an 8-day on the Shogun or Royal Polaris and, you know, opening that nice vacuum seal bag up and it smells fishy or it has excess juices.
Yeah.
So that helps alleviate that, you know, issue altogether.
It sucks it right out.
Such a good idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they've been, you know.
So can you vacuum pack with that tin too?
Yeah.
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 Either in a Ziploc or a vacuum bag.
Or in a vacuum bag, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, they've been busy. There's a lot more to come in the tackle side. A lot of that really is just logistics right now with everything going on around the world.
Sure. Just trying to get product.
Yeah, it's been pretty good, but now, you know, in some of the factories we work in, seeing some shutdowns and freight's been challenging. So
yeah,
our team's been busy.
Yeah, for sure. So now, what's your daily job when you go out and run around?
So I'm the sales manager for AFCO, so I handle the entire wholesale side with our 20 reps across the country. Mm-hmm. So I deal with all of our independent customers, West Marine, Bass Pro, in addition to kind of helping anyone in the office that needs anything. But my main focus now is wholesale sales with our team.
Yeah, and how much time do you spend in the office versus out in the field?
Gosh, I'd say it's, on a normal year, probably 60% in the office, 40% in the field.
Wow.
Depending.
Working with your reps and stuff like that.
Yeah, going to trade shows, tournaments, especially with the freshwater side. You know, we've been going to more freshwater tournaments throughout the country and then also going and seeing accounts. Over the last few months, I've been to Texas, the Carolinas, Florida. And I'm getting ready to go to Florida again here in 2 weeks. So, and then probably Minnesota and whatnot. So
we get all the benefit here because Matt grew up doing this. It's a saltwater, West Coast, born and raised fisherman. Obviously now expanded to everything all over the country and freshwater and all those things. But we get such the advantage here because, you know, Matt grew up doing what we all do, you know, fishing here.
I know.
Sport boat, private boat, you know, private boat marlin, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing about AFCO is you look at it's West Coast base.
Yep.
Right here in Costa Mesa and all the guys we know that we all fished with, right? Like Matt and Robbie.
Yeah, Matt, Robbie,
like Yeah, and that's what their focus is a lot of times, is doing stuff for Southern California anglers.
Yeah, and then, you know, Robbie, you know, and a lot of the stuff that he does, you know, obviously we have to speak to all of our customers throughout the country, but there's always that, like, piece of home, you know. It's like, let's get something that works here.
Right.
So.
You guys recently just ventured in, well, not recently, but ventured into the bath market big time in the clothing area.
We've been in baths now for about 3 years, and that still is a very big, you know, part of our growth as a company. You know, if you look at a map and how much coastal business there is, there's a lot more people inland than there are on the coast.
Sure.
And those customers just really needed high-end, good quality product.
Yeah.
That's, you know, they were lacking that, and we came in at the right time. And, you know, AFCO is very straightforward. We get super involved in conservation. That's our message, and always, you know, has been.
Mm-hmm.
And we let the product go from there. But, you know, we like to make a difference. And, you know, if you want to buy our product, you know, we're grateful for it. It supports conservation, and that's what we've done with Bass. You know, we started sponsoring Bass, started working with their conservation directors throughout the country, and then people took notice to it. Like, hey, they're not just selling stuff.
Yeah,
you know.
That has always been the AFCO way. You're not just like warming your foot in the door so you can sell some shirts. Like, it's take care of the product and the fishing, you know, take care of the fishery first, and then and then everything else just kind of happens.
And I always say it is like, you know, anyone can produce a piece of clothing, you know. So what are you doing for the sport and, you know, for the people using it that can have a lasting impression? And that's kind of what our stance is, whether it's saltwater or freshwater. You know, we're super heavily involved in conservation, and we'll continue to be as well.
Yeah, and the sheds, that's always been a major message for the sheds.
Yeah, I mean, Bill Shed is not necessarily involved in our day-to-day anymore with, you know, the shed kids running it, but his sole focus is conservation. You know, he sits on, I think, like, every board probably.
Yeah.
You know, ASA, IGFA, CCA, so he's super heavily involved. You know, a lot of time recently was with the 80-30-30 that he's been working on.
Yeah. That guy works so hard. Yeah. And he's supposed to be semi-retired, and he still works his tail off.
Yeah, he's the only semi-guy that's retired, but he's in the office at least 4 to maybe 5 days
yeah,
a week.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Although he has been smallmouth fishing a little bit lately.
Good for him.
So he's definitely took a liking to that, but still in, you know, more than most. So.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about. A lot of tuna fishing going on right here. I missed some phenomenal yellowtail fishing. You'll have to fill me all in on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going on right now. Like, it's been very fun. This was a very fun week for fishing. We're going to hear all about it too, because fishing did what it always does, and you know, the big fish kind of took a little, you know, took a little tour of somewhere else, and there was all the, oh man, is it over? Is it gone? And then just as they do, the moon cycles back around, and there was some fantastic tuna fishing. That yellowtail fishing was absolutely unbelievable, and all over the place. Outer Islands, Outer Banks, Coronado Islands, there's just such good fishing going on, such good stuff to talk about today, and we're going to have a blast with Maddie, because AFCO is so much stuff, both on the clothing side, the hardware side. It's just going to be a really, really great show, and we want to have you join us this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 if you want to give us a call this morning. Or text the show. The text the show option, super popular part of Let's Talk Hookup. Already having text coming through. And if you want to join in on that fun, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. That's a totally free download. It's easy to get. Just search in your app store, whether you have an iPhone or an Android. Search for Let's Talk Hookup. We'll pop right up. Great way to listen to the show. Great way to hear archives and past shows if you missed one. And it's the only way to text the show and send us your questions. Let us know who you are, where you're texting from, and we'll get to read some of them on the air. Unfortunately, it has gotten so popular that we're definitely not able to read all of them,
but
we love grabbing some and throwing them up there. So again, join us that way. Join us on the phone, 213-432-1090. And man, do we have such a killer prize for one of our callers at the end of the show today. It's an AFCO package that includes kind of all of the cool stuff from AFCO. You're going to get a brand new 8-inch AFCO fillet knife. You're going to get Pete's favorite, the AFCO Reaper. And you're going to get one of the brand new pair of the tactical fishing shorts. So a really, really great prize. And at the end of the show, we're going to find out what your Reaper size is, what your tactical short size is, and you're going to be getting a brand new gear pack sent right to you from our good buds at AFCO, and we'll be sure to appreciate that. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sports. Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you are going fishing on your trailer boat, make Summit Gasoline your first stop. Easy in and out with your trailer with almost 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. Summit has what you need. Gourmet coffee, beer, ice, bait, fishing license, discount San Diego and Mission Bay live bait certificates, and the lowest price on gas. For a limited time, tell them you heard this, and you will get 100 pounds of ice free with the minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard right, 100 pounds of ice free. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Easy access to Dana or Shelter Island launch ramp. Summit caters to boats and trailers. Try them once, and you'll be back. Live bait certificates at a discount, beer, coffee, food, ice, and the lowest gas prices. It's your first stop before fishing. 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline. Easy in and out with your boat and trailer and more at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hayden Lane here from Fastlane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop, like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
Baja has long been a favorite of many anglers for its wild feel, beautiful vistas, great people, and fantastic fishing. This is Katie with Cedros Island Fishing Charters. Cedros Island is one of those destination spots that has a reputation all its own. Cedros Island Fishing Charters will have you fishing all our favorite remote locations for your personal best yellowtail and calico bass. Our spacious pongas are all fully equipped with lots of bait capacity along with large fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Or jump in one of our fully equipped Hobie Mirage Outback kayaks. Our captains are knowledgeable local fishermen who take pride in giving you a more personal island experience. Enjoy our single room accommodations and spacious compound while our staff processes your catch and keeps you well fed with authentic cuisine and fresh pizzas from the wood-fired pizza oven. Check out our website, CedrosIslandFishingCharters.com, and all our social media for daily updates from the island during the season. Pick your dates on our online reservation system and come join us for a great time on Cedros Island or give me a call, 760-913-9035.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1 1/2 to 5-day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Lots of great fishing going on. Lots of great stuff from AFCO going on. Phones are already packed up, yeah. But I am going to give you the numbers again. If you want to get through, it's 213-432-1090.
Yeah, indeed. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Well, they're packed up. We're going to start this morning with Richard. Richard called us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Richard. Thanks for getting started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My question is for Matt. My pleasure. I'm a first-time caller, but a long-time listener.
Great. Thank you.
My question's for Matt. No, my pleasure. I have a problem with my hands getting sunburned, back of my hands, every time I go fishing. And I was looking at, on your website, at the different gloves that you have, your sun gloves, and I was wondering if any one of those is better than the other for our style of live bait fishing where your hands are constantly in and out of the bait well and picking up sardines or anchovies and all that. One of your three gloves would be better than the others for that kind of fishing.
That is a great question.
Yeah, absolutely. The glove I prefer when I'm fishing locally is the Sulago Sun Glove. And the reason being, you know, it's very lightweight. It protects the top of your hands from getting sunburned, but it also has an open palm. So when you're reaching into the live well and you're pulling a bait out, you're not wiping all the scales off of the bait if you're using a full palmed glove. So if it was me, I would go with Solago if you're looking for, you know.
Spell it.
S-O-L-A-G-O.
Solago.
Yep.
Yeah. So they have, there's different types of gloves, too.
I'm almost confused here. It's an open palm?
Yeah, so it was really designed for the bass market. They love the open palm to feel their bait caster kind of, you know, kind of feel down the line.
Okay.
But West Coast, if you're pulling a bait out, it's nice because there's no material over the whole open part of your hand.
So your finger, it's like it covers your fingers, yeah. And then the backside of your hand that would be sunburnt, that you know the is covered, but just the whole open center part is open.
Yeah, so it goes across like the lower portion of your fingers, yeah. And then around the outskirts of your hand, but not the palm.
Really?
Nice.
That's cool.
And I've used like closed palm gloves before, but it's like as soon as you pick a bait up,
sure.
All the scales just come right off. So it's nice having that open palm.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So that's a great solution.
Yeah.
Hope that helps you out there. Thank you very much for the call this morning. Appreciate that. So Apco makes a big line of different gloves. Why don't you kind of run through those?
Yeah, absolutely. I have them all right here. So we have anything from a wiring glove to a short pump. But let me see. I'll pull them all out. There's a bunch of new ones. So we have our WireMax, which is your traditional wiring glove if you're fishing marlin.
Which is heavily reinforced, right?
Yeah, so it's got the Kevlar material all around the outskirts, the top and the bottom of the hand. Our release glove, which has the Kevlar just around the index finger.
And that's what that's for.
The release glove is what that's what we sell probably more than anything.
Yeah.
Because our guys here, when they're quote-unquote wiring a fish, it's a striped marlin on, you know, 80-pound tackle. You know?
Right.
So not a ton of reinforcement, but really good dexterity.
Yeah.
Would you say that's like the most popular
marlin? The WireMax, which is like the full Kevlar, it's pretty stiff. I mean, you know,
for guys like catching 500-pound marlin.
You're wrapping up on a big blue marlin on ultra-heavy tackle. You need the extra protection.
Yeah. And then the utility, which is an X glove in the line, that's just your traditional glove. You know, full dexterity in the hand. And I forgot to mention, all of our gloves have the new power fingers, so you can actually touch your graphs with the glove on.
Oh, that's cool. Or if you got a touchscreen SIM rad, you can still operate it without taking the glove off.
Or your cell phone. You know, that's another one. Mm-hmm. And then Solmar UV is another sun glove, but it's a full palm glove. And then Sol Pro, which is, like Solago, has the open palm too. And short pump, and then we have Jig Pro. Jig Pro is for, like, very Florida-based, for people who are jigging and stuff like that. Benny Ortiz, who's a big jig fisherman, you know, in Florida, he's the one who developed that glove with us. And these are all new, so they all have the new camo patterns.
So now the Jig Pro might be something that people want to use here, too, right?
Potentially.
Yeah. It protects you from the Spectra.
Yeah, it protects you from the Spectra, yeah. It just has a little bit of support in the glove. And also, like, the material on the top is very sunglove-ish. It's very stretchy. Mm-hmm. It's just the bottom of the glove that is where you're getting all that protection from.
Okay.
Short pump is the most popular fishing glove that our, like, long-range guys tend to buy. It's a good glove. But it's fingerless, you know, so your fingertips are out, so you can still tie all your knots with it. We don't got to worry about blistering up your hands on the reel handle. It's for our guys at Fish Long Range that buy fishing gloves. We usually sell that short pump more than anything else.
And then it helps protect you from Spectra burns and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the Solar Glow, does it have any reinforcement for like level winding a Spectra burn?
Just a sun glove. I'm not a big glove person, and the reason why I like to wear that glove is because it doesn't really feel like it's on.
Yeah.
And if it does get wet, it dries extremely quickly. It's, you know, really similar material to our sun shirts.
But it protects the back of your hands, which have a tendency to get burnt.
I'm fair skinned. I turn red like a lobster when I'm out for a full day, and that's the only thing I can wear without getting my hands fried on the top.
Yeah. So you wear one of your Apco sun shirts.
Yep.
You wear the Solar glove. Yep. You're protected on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm a true believer in all of our stuff. I hate
Apco sun mask.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate sunscreen. So
which of the two would you say has, like, the better grip dexterity, whatever, the Jig Pro gloves or the utility gloves? And here's my question why. Because I don't use either of those two for what they're used for, but I really like the utility glove when we're lobster fishing.
Yeah.
And so I'm just curious if that Jig Pro glove was going to be the replacement for the utility glove when we're doing lobster, or if we should stick with what we got.
I think you should stick for utility. It has a little bit more padding in the palm and whatnot for when you're pulling up on the rope.
Yeah, exactly.
But Jig Pro does have a lot more dexterity. I mean, it's really flexible, lightweight. But I know I've used utility for pulling hoops up before, and I would probably stick with utility.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I like those gloves for that for sure. They're killer. Yeah.
Great. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump back to those jam-packed phones.
Vinny from Carlsbad is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning. I got a question for Matt. So other than seeing all of your products online on your website, is there a store where you can go in and see? I live up in Carlsbad, or is there a warehouse, or where do you go see all your products?
Yeah, absolutely. We have accounts all throughout the country. If you go to our website and go to the bottom portion, there's a dealer locator. It'll pull everyone up that's closest to you. You know, kind of San Diego County, Fisherman's Landing has the biggest assortment. And then heading, you know, north, Pacific Coast Bait and Tackle would probably be your closest, I would think, over there. But if you go to the dealer locator, it'll pull up everyone near you. But those are the two ones that carry the most. Fisherman's Landing carries our biggest assortment in your area if you want to see everything from gloves, belts, gaffs, to apparel.
Okay. Hope that helps you out. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
You
have an interesting text here that's probably directed at Rick. And having just traveled up to Queen Charlotte Safaris with some travel rods and stuff like that certainly plays into this. And this is Ernie from Prosper, Texas, listening on our Let's Talk Hookup app. And this is a general fishing equipment question. I have a Tranx 500. I want a glass rod to pair with the surface iron for surface iron fishing. I live in Texas, so I have to fly with my rod. So rod needs to be about 8 feet to fit in a rod tube. Any suggestions?
Yeah, if he wants glass and 8 foot, no question. I think the best thing is a CalStar 6480.
6480.
Yep, that's exactly what that is. If he's traveling with it, I would actually, you know, chop like 1 inch off the bottom of the rod. And the reason being is then you can get yourself, or maybe even 2 inches off the bottom of the rod, just so you can make your rod tube 8 feet. Because, man, the exact measurement of 8 feet has become the total sticking point in shipping and extra charges.
Is that right?
So if you are exactly 8 feet and under, you are okay, but anything over 8 feet is just getting ridiculous.
No kidding.
And more so in the shipping than in the flying. I think it's very rare. Like, it is yet to happen to me that the airline pulls out a tape measure.
Sure.
I think you can kind of fudge your way on the plane a little more. But, boy, shipping something like UPS, we damn near can't ship a rod to a customer anymore because the shipping cost has gotten so crazy that it outweighs the convenience of a guy getting a rod. You know, when somebody calls us, hey, I'm looking for an 8 foot CalStar, you have to tell them, like, man, it's probably not going to be worth your time. Like, I guess it's because they don't work on the conveyors that the shipping people use for their department, so they charge an arm and a leg extra, and it's just – so anyways.
So if he were to call you at Fisherman's Landing, you could set him up with a rod you could ship to him.
Yes. You know, it's doable. The problem is 8 feet. Eight feet is the problem.
But on an eight-foot rod, you'd have to cut it like an inch off.
I think it would be a wise decision if he's shipping his tackle. But you know, it got off on a tangent just because I think I'm
now
so
Now, what about on an
expensive shipper's cost?
Now, on an airline, you're okay with 9 feet,
probably,
right?
I think you can fudge it. Yeah, I mean, I've yet to ever have them pull out a tape measure. And like, okay, this is too long.
Yeah.
All glass, 6480. The other rod that I would really consider, though, also made by CalStar, is the DGG 6480. It is also a 6480 that has a higher percentage of glass than graphite, different from like a graphiter, which is mostly graphite blending to be glass in the tip. The GG 6480, it's got graphite in it, so you get the benefit of a little bit lighter rod, a little better lifting power, but it's still got that spongier, softer, slower feeling of a glass rod. But anyways, those would be the two that I would look at, and great for a Tranx 500.
Now, what about a true travel rod? Is there a true travel rod that's made that you can that's like a 3 or 4 piece that you can carry in your luggage?
Definitely there are, just not an all fiberglass one like he was talking about.
But there's graphite one, like Phoenix makes
one,
right?
Phoenix, that Red Eye Travel series, I really like a lot. pot. I've got one of those.
Something you could throw a surface iron with?
Not really, but Shimano makes a really cool rod that could travel with. It's not as three-piece as you're talking about, but they have a 9 and a 10-foot legitimate surface iron rods that are now two-piece that they break apart at the handle. So the problem with a surface iron rod, you really can't put a ferrule in the middle of the rod because that's where the rod is bending, and you just it's damn near impossible to get a good bend out of a ferrule in a rod as heavy as we're looking for. Fly rod maybe, where it's a lot softer, but anyways, they make the two-piece break right at the top of the handle, so the ferrule inserts in a spot where the rod's not bending anyways. You know, the handle's supposed to be straight. So it takes a 10-foot rod into like a 6-foot section, you know, in a 3-foot section, or
a 9-foot rod into like a
Not something.
That's something that might be an alternative. But that Shimano, and it's a Shimano,
the Terramar series,
the Terramar series,
90 and 100, I think, in heavy and extra heavy.
Okay,
so might be something to think about. It's not going to get you in an overhead compartment, but you're not shipping a giant tube either.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But again, those rods have some graphite in them. Still great casting, but all glass, and they get that 64.
Yeah. Why do you want an all glass for throwing a surface iron?
Glass has different properties in graphite, and it's slower in its nature, and it doesn't recoil as quickly. So when you're in the back part of your cast and that rod's loaded up, as you come forward, more of that rod is going to be loading. And then as you shoot it forward, you've got more of the blank that's bent and pushing the lure forward. So you just got more material pushing that jig forward. It's great for casting. It's not as good for pulling on the fish because it doesn't have the same kind of lifting power. It doesn't want to be straight as much as graphite does. Mm-hmm. So graphite's nice that when it's bent, it wants to become straight more than the glass does, so it's aiding you in lifting the fish, but it's great for the cast.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But not to say that a graphite and glass rod is not going to be a great casting rod.
I mean, that's my
Terramar rod.
My favorite surface iron rod has graphite in it. I used to be from the school of thought, oh, no way, it's got to have glass, got to cast better no matter what, slowest taper possible. And now I fish a CalStar GF100 mag. That's my, I've got an inappropriate amount of long rods at the house. It's my favorite type of fishing, and now I really do like a rod that's got some graphite in it. Yeah. Just not too much.
What about you, Matt? You like graphite, just straight glass? What do you think?
I mean, for me, I have a Trinx 500, and my Jig 6 is a 9-foot Terramar, the two-piece.
Yeah.
Not done a whole lot of, long rod fishing, but
that's a nice rod.
I love it. Yeah. And it's the other thing that's so nice about that Terramar is it doesn't weigh a ton.
Mm-hmm.
Because, that's the other thing. You get a 10-foot glass, surface iron rod, and you cast that thing all day. You cast an old-school CalStar, you cast an original Lua, you fire that thing all day long. Dude, your shoulder is feeling it.
Yeah.
Just from the weight of that heavy rod up and over, up and over, and up and over, it'll wear you down. And that Terramar is so nice and late.
For sure.
Easy to cast.
Well, hey, let's head up to Haida Gwaii right now, and that's in northern British Columbia, and talk to our buddy Harold Davis, who's at Queen Charlotte Safaris. Good morning, Harold.
Hey, good morning from the land of the 10-foot here. Holy moly, everybody uses those knuckle buster reels and 10.5-foot rods. They're awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Sort of, yeah. Well, actually, the boat we were fishing on was using conventional reels, which was nice. It's like those knuckle busters. Although they can be fun, it's definitely a different animal.
Takes
than
you used to.
Yeah, different animal. But Harold, because you have kind of busted knuckles, you work well with the knuckle buster, right?
Yeah. I get less to get in the way, but it still hurts.
Yeah.
A lot of nice fish being caught up here. Geez, oh, Louise, yesterday was just another epic day. This is my second go around here. The first group left and the second group is in. And we fished this place called The Wall, and The Wall was on fire again yesterday. In our boat, we actually released everything that was under 20 pounds. We just turned them loose. And there was a lot of silver and a lot of kings. There was a couple chums and a few pinks showed up. But most everybody had really nice fish yesterday.
That's nice. And that's the amazing thing that, I just came back. I was the part of the first group, and Harold got to stay for both the first group and the second group. The amazing thing about Queen Charlotte Safaris that I was so impressed with was the quality of the salmon, the king salmon, and the abundance of the king salmon. And not only that, right now you cannot take a king in Alaska. you could take four kings in Queen Charlotte. So and the average fish is like 20 pounds,
that's
right?
Wild.
Right, Harold? I guess we lost Harold. He was on.
He sounded a little spotty.
Yeah, well, he's the cell coverage up in Sandspit is a little iffy. He was working on the Wi-Fi with WhatsApp, so
okay.
It was kind of in and out. So hopefully he'll come back and we'll be able to get a better connection with him there. So, but in the meantime, let's go ahead and find out what's biting in the Baja.
You got it, bro. It's time for the cast report. Today is sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. One, they don't only offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returned to the San Diego landings, but and your private boat catch. Don't forget that, too, with all this big bluefin and all these big yellowtail scores. If you want the cleanest, best results for your fish, you take it to the pros. Take it to Fish Pros. They can just do processing better than we can do at home. There's no doubt about it. And now with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They do smoked and jerked fish. They can sell you the spices, the rubs, their smoked cheese, that famous tuna burger, and their amazing pokey kit. It's all available right now at their brand-new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And we got the cast man standing by. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pedro. Hope you guys are having a good time there in San Diego. I'm still up north, up here in Oregon. Did some great crabbing yesterday. Loaded up on some really good quality Dungeness crabs, and going to have a nice series of crab cakes coming up here, hopefully this evening and tomorrow. Anyway, nice. Ricky, you're talking about travel rods. Yeah, the Phoenix Red Eyes are probably, in my opinion, the top of the line. And they do make some 8-footers that do break down. All my travel rods that I've got both the saltwater series and I've got the freshwater for the bass. But they all fit in a 34-inch rolled rolling duffel bag. And I'll tell you, sure saves having to haul that rod tube around.
No doubt.
Once you make the initial investment, you know, you don't have to be paying that that excess baggage fee and so forth that goes along with taking rod tubes down.
Those rods are a little on the expensive side, that Red Eye series. You know, they're in the $300 range, but you think about exactly what Cass just said. I mean, a lot of airlines are charging you $50, and sometimes $50 each, you know, it's $50 each way. Like, that thing is going to pay for itself with not paying rod tubes in one season.
Yeah,
you know, they're a little on the expensive side, but they're really nice.
Yeah, exactly. When we go to Christmas Island, the rod tube's $100 each way. And so it's nice to have those travel rods. And like I say, and they these things have power. I've gotten on that 2050, I've gotten down at Pesca Panama, I've gotten 110-pound tuna on it. And using the Trank 500, and it's a kick in the pants. But they're quality rods, and highly, highly recommend them. But get on with the fish report. Basically the same as last week, from Loretto all the way down to San Jose del Cabo and Cabo San Lucas. Rooster fish are in the mix, Dorado, yellowtail still in Loretto, up in the regular areas there, up San Bruno, up to Popito there, and of course the Dorado are kind of off that north end of Sorabo Island. Correct. Got my islands mixed up. Anyway, Coronado Island, so there's some good Dorado fishing still going on as we get into September. La Paz, basically the same thing there, almost the same fishery there. Not many tuna there for this for some reason. Normally the wahoo start showing up about this time, but they haven't really appeared yet. But San Jose del Cabo did pick up a few wahoo this week. Also the tuna there at the Diamond, San Luis, Sabina Rama area, and up to the Gordo Bank. Not a lot of big fish, mostly football-sized fish. Occasional 50, 60, 80-pounder up at the Iman Bank. And here again, cut squid, dead baits, dead sardinas, just drifting there and picking those up that way. As far as striped marlin go, blue marlin, they're there. As we get into this fall season, those blues start coming in pretty good numbers. We got the big tournaments coming up in October there in Cabo. So I expect some big fish to be landed there. That's going to be the report for this week. Just a reminder, any of you guys that got your passports, check the expiration dates, because it's taken a lot longer now to get your passport renewed. So, you know, a lot of people don't look at their passport till they're ready to go on a trip, and then they realize, oh, geez,
and
I'm only.
I might add, too, Castman, that we had a group, pair of people that wanted to go to Queen Charlotte Safaris with us. They didn't get their passport back in time, so they showed up at the airport with their passport card. Doesn't work.
No.
You cannot fly with a passport card.
Yeah.
You have to have your regular passport to fly. You can cross the border. You can go into Mexico by land or sea on the passport card, but you cannot fly with a passport card.
Yeah, that's an expensive mistake.
Yeah, it is an expensive mistake. Well, hey, Cass, how do we get a hold of you if we want to come fishing with Cass Tours?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Appreciate it, Cass. Great report. Appreciate that. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what's going on the water. We got Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribute standing by. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and we're just talking about Tranx 500 and the Terramar two-piece rod.
Oh, what a surface iron outfit that is. I mean, it's lightweight, it's convenient, it's very comfortable to fish with, either the 90 or the 100 if you're a 9-foot or a 10-foot guy. And then that Tranx 500, the most user-friendly reel to cast a lure with, period. Level line, so it stacks the line great. Variable braking system. If you have somebody that's not a very proficient caster and you turn all the brakes up on that Tranx 500, you're casting that reel backlash-free, no issues. Or you can put it in the hands of an absolute seasoned expert, turn those brakes down, and see amazing distance. It's just a great, great reel.
Yeah, it is. And that two-piece Tranx or Terramar that you can take down to Baja in a tube. If you want to take a 9-foot rod, but you can't get take care of the nine. You're basically
it's
carrying a 7-foot rod.
Exactly.
7-foot tube. So
yep.
The Tranx and the Terramar combo, get it at your local Shimano dealer.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. As promised, we're going live to the tribute. Captain Mike Pritchard is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, gang. How's it going?
We're doing awesome, buddy. Anxious to hear what's going on the water.
So far for the morning, we had two bluefin on the boat. Very, very nice weather, about as ridiculously nice as it gets. It's been like that the last couple of days. There's been some of this bluefin around, and one of the things that was mentioned earlier on the catch report is the Dorado and Yellowtail fishing has been nothing short of epic at times. Very, very good fishing here. Lately, we had a light charter group yesterday. We had 40 of those nice grade Yellowtail and 28 Dorado. The trip before, we had 50 Dorado and 50 Yellows. And take a look at our Facebook page. I mean, the quality of the fish is just outstanding. The fish we're starting to see on the kelps now is something you'd see at San Clemente Island, Tanner Bank, a lot of 18 to 20-pound yellows on these things. And we had a guy on the mostly a rent rod group yesterday, but we had one guy out fishing the surface iron, and I think he had six. Fishing a mint 7X would slide up on a kelp, and you see 10 or 15 of these big yellows come out following it, and he did really good on them, but they're just a beautiful grade of fish, and the Dorado are very quality here as well.
Wow, that just sounds outstanding fishing. And this is all on a one-day trip, Mike?
Yes, one-day fishing has been very, very good.
So cool.
Captain Buzz had was 113 yellowtail and I think 30 Dorado for 23 guys. It's been good, really good.
Man, this is awesome. And so much fun, too, like when you pull up onto those kelps, everybody can visualize that exactly. Slide up onto the kelp, throwing the iron back and seeing half the school just like hauling ass to the boat for grinding. Man. There's no more fun than that. That's awesome, Mike.
Yeah, and a lot of it's aquarium-style fishing. You see some of this, you get some of these rotto kelps. Some of them bite, some of them don't. But one of the kelps yesterday, guys were more interested in just looking in the water than they were actually trying to catch a fish. We had Dorado, yellowtail, and a mako shark swimming around the boat. And the one guy on the boat goes, man, this is just a giant aquarium.
That's so rad.
So cool. Well, if somebody wants to ride the tribute, you have any spots open for one-day trips out of C4 Sport Fishing?
We do. Right now we're on the first of a 3.5. We get back Tuesday morning. As far as I know, there is about 8 or 9 spots left Tuesday night. Wednesday night had a little bit of room. Thursday night sold out, and then we're chartered throughout the weekends here until November. But, yes, midweek, limited load open party trips out of Seaforth Landing. If we're not running, there is other boats filling in on the open party schedule. So give them a call, 619-224-3383. You can always book through seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. And like I said, go to our Facebook page, Tribute Sport Fishing. And just, it's a nice change. Don't get me wrong. We love this bluefin. That's what we're doing right now. We do have two on the boat. There's been really good sign of that in different areas, but we've gotten people that have come out lately, and they're like, "Man, it's so nice to catch something different."
Yeah, and to go out there and target stuff that is going to bite too,
yeah, right?
That's the other huge thing. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah,
Mike.
And a lot of this Dorado has been in U.S. waters, and it's great on either side of the border, but you can keep more than two of them.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, hey, Mike, Tribute Sport Fishing and the C4 Sport Fishing, thanks for keeping us updated. Sounds like a wonderful day on the water to get out there and go fishing on the Tribute. Appreciate the call this morning.
You guys have a great weekend.
All right, thanks. All right, let's go ahead and jump back into it, Rick.
You got it. All right, phones are packed up. We're going to next talk to Tom. He's calling us from University City. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Morning,
Tom.
My question is, if I'm on a private boat and I roll up on a kelp paddy and I don't have bait, what should I throw? I guess Mike at the Tribute says surface iron works. What works for Dorado if you would I fish a swim bait, or what would you do?
Well, Dorado is a tough nut to crack, not having live bait sometimes, unless they're fired up and want to eat, and then there are times that they will eat just about anything. We've been tuna fishing on our boat lately, and there have been some good kelps running back and forth, you know, to the grounds where we're tuna fishing, but we are often, when we're fishing for those big bluefins, we don't bring sardine. We haven't been bringing sardine with us just for not wanting to carry the extra water weight. And my favorite lure to throw at a kelp patty just going back and forth is that Colt Sniper stick bait. They cast really good. They're easy, and, man, everything bites those. You can tie one on before you leave the dock, and if you drive across a foamer, you know, of yellowfin or bluefin, it's a great lure to throw for that. And Dorados and yellows on kelps both eat them good. You know, we had several of those bites on exactly that. You know, find a kelp running across and, you know, just slide up next to it, make a cast, throw a couple of dinner fish on, and away you go. You know, that kind of thing. So
sounds like fun fishing to me.
I like that. That's the lure that I would pick as a Colt Sniper stick bait.
The 170?
Yeah,
or the
exactly.
140.
170, the larger of the two. And it comes with the hooks that come on that lure are really good hooks, but they're not great for longevity if you're pulling them out of the fish with your duck bills or things like that. It's not that the hooks are bad. They're actually very high quality, but for ease of how we just kind of deal with our fish out here, I would swap the hooks for a little heavier gauge, maybe that Gamakatsu 4X treble hook and like a probably a size 1 or a size 2. It's just the hook is plenty strong enough, but the wire is thin. And I've never lost a fish due to those hooks. But as soon as I grab a hold of the hooks and try to pull them out with my pliers, then all of a sudden my treble hook's bent up. So to save yourself some time, you might just swap out for that hook, you know, right off the bat.
Yeah, so that's the Gamakatsu.
Yeah, it's literally just called a 4X treble hook. Yeah. And like a size 2 or a size 1, depending on what size jig you have, would probably be about right.
Cool. Hey, great. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Here's a nice comment from a listener here on our Let's Talk Hookup app text. Really like the AFCO fishing shorts, board shorts. I like the fact that size 38 is just that, and it is not small 38 or a large 38. The fit and the quality is why I keep going back to AFCO, and I have to tend to agree with that. You get a, like I wear a size 32, you get a 32, it's a 32. You get a 34, it's a 34.
Yeah, no, thank you for the comment. And, you know, on our production team, actually, development team, we have a girl, and all she does is fit. So she's just measuring all day long everything that comes in, making sure that it's to spec and not out of it. So that gives us consistency across the line in shorts and tops and everything that, you know, it's the size that you want.
Yeah, no doubt. No question about it. All right, let's go ahead.
You got it. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls. We got a great catch report coming up. We're going to check in with our fishdope.com reporters. So much great Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate, and it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-1400. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAH. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is the wheel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG. From casting wahoo bombs while long-range fishing, fishing local tuna or rockfish, the new Shimano Torium 40 HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torium lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torium for the way we fish on the West Coast. With casting gear on conventional tackle, Torium's power and fishability are rooted in its body. A rigid, all-metal Hagane body encases Torium, delivering both stiffness and impact resistance. Anglers' actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish in critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40 HD is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lane and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, visit seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.